Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. I'm so excited about being here, and of course, this weekend, I'm having my daughter's shower, another grandchild on the way. I'm so excited, and just, you know what, I love it. Every event that I go to, I've been meeting more and more of our listeners, and I love who I love to know who I'm talking to. And Tom, you probably get that too, don't you? Love when you like put a face to a name
and you find out what they do.
Yeah, it's, and a little it's bit really about really who interesting. They are.
Yeah, who they are and what they end up. We met a guy the other day that he makes guitars, and it turns out he's made guitars for the Rolling Stones,
See?
For Fleetwood Mac, for his name's Carruthers. It's, and I'm looking at him and going, and you're a listener, and he has a shop in Camarillo.
I love
where
it.
All of those people have come through, and it's like, wow, it's an interesting world out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we never know who we're talking to out there, which is kind of exciting. So anyways, again, I'm so glad that you're here. I know you have lots of choices out there, and we're so glad that you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, I always want to start with a little positive segment. I always say start your day in a positive way. And you've got 86,400 seconds today. Have you used one to smile? And that's really what it's all about. I hope that you're waking up with a smile on your face. I do want to remind you that I am Kim, and I am your host here today. Of course, Tom's here with me. And Tom, you having a starting off on a good weekend?
A beautiful weekend. I got a hockey tournament again coming up and a game tomorrow. So it's always go, but it's always fun.
There you go. There you go. And you know, it's funny. We're going to actually have a mock Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night or tomorrow. And just because we have all of our kids here, although one of my kids is in Portugal. So, you know, I can't get them all together. But anyway, so of course, Thanksgiving is approaching us, and that's going to be fun. I have one of my dear friends, Tracy Kaufman, here. And Tracy, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, thanks
so
for
nice
waking
to
up
be here.
With us here, and really excited to have you. I do want to remind everyone that, one, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3, and today we do have our recovery show, and that is where you are waking up from anything that you are waking up from in life, because life happens to all of us. So I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We've got our podcast that you can download all of our shows on. And also, we've got a newsletter that goes out every single week, where you find out a little bit about all of our guests that we're having on, all the events that we are. I've been like, I have two more events and I'm done. Not that I'm done, but oh my God, I kind of over-limited but it was amazing. And each one of them. And a big shout out to Big Brothers and Big Sisters and Spytastic. And I can't even tell you. It's like been an event every single week. Tom, you're like me, right? We just go.
Have the ballet later this afternoon I'm doing my auditions and rehearsals, actually. Now I made the audition for Nutcracker.
Oh, wait, what are you going to be?
Are you going to
do your ballet?
I'm going to be the late family, and I come out on stage at the very beginning, and I'm upset because my wife is late, but they always are.
Oh. Wait, okay.
Every single show.
Oh,
she's
my
late
God.
Every single
oh,
show.
Oh, I love it. Tom, you kill me, I swear. That's fun. Okay, and you know what? I had the opportunity of actually seeing Tom do a little ballet dance in here. He's actually really good, and he can really get up on his toes, I'm telling you.
Point.
Yes, point.
All
plie.
The way up.
What is it?
Plie.
Plie, yes, plie. Anyways. All right, well, we've got a really great show for you today. Before I introduce all of our guests, and I want to tell you that we have tons of things that we are giving away here. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind you that we have a different phone number than a lot of the other shows, and I want to make sure that you're able to get your name and your number in. So again, that number is 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So we want to hear from all of you out there. I love hearing it. And when you call in, tell us what you like about our show and which guests that you're interested in, because that kind of tells us a little bit about if we're doing a good job. So we want everybody to win, and we got lots of things to give away. I do want to introduce Dr. Tiffany Morgulin, and I'm so glad
Hello.
To have you here.
Thank you for having me here. It's so exciting for me.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, for all my animal lovers, which I have a lot, and I am so passionate. I really support a lot of the different places, Ventura Shelter and Paw Works.
Sure.
There's so many of them. So we're going to find out a little bit about, and basically yours is a heart mobile vet, correct?
Right. We're called From the Heart Mobile Vet, and that really comes from the heart.
So is this your passion?
Beyond my passion. I wanted to be a vet when I was 7 years old and really never left that path.
Wow. I love that. You knew really early on that
I was
you wanted
a tyke.
To do that. I love it.
My mother had a little issue with the snakes that came in the
household. Oh, yeah. I remember. I got stories about that because I've got four kids, two girls, two boys, and my boys used to bring things home, and then I'd be cleaning their room and I'd be like, oh my God, did you forget to feed this or what? You know, it was not pretty. But anyways, also we have Rob Frennick, is that how you would pronounce it? Frennick?
That's how I'm going.
Okay, Frennick. Yeah, and he's going to be talking about the best 380 colleges and colleges that pay you back. That's kind of an interesting way to look at it because, you know, we all think we have to grow up, go to high school, and then go to college. But what is, you know, we're going to find out, are all colleges worth going, or is there ones that are better for us? And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
We have some great restaurants to start off. How about Pete's Breakfast House? We also have Urbane Cafe for an excellent lunch or dinner, and the Midtown Cafe, too, running all the way through November 15th at the Rubicon Theater, presenting My Fair Lady. And we also have the Theater League of Thousand Oaks, Civic Arts Plaza, and ELF. The hilarious tale of Buddy. I will say, for a movie, my kids absolutely love it. It has become one of our favorite holiday films. And as a play up on the stage at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, that is fantastic to get you into the holiday and Christmas spirit. How about Elf for you? That would be a great prize for somebody to win.
Let's just start off with that. How about
Why
that?
Not?
Yeah,
Let's
there
go
you
with
go.
It.
All right. So what we'll do is...
Hi, I'm Buddy. What's your favorite color?
I love it. There you go. All right. Call in right now for some Elf tickets. And again, that's at 805-419-0008. That is going to be playing through the 22nd, November 19th through the 22nd. So definitely another great, in fact, I think we're going to be doing an interview with the Elf, you know, so we got him on here. But anyways, I love all those. You could just tell that it's the holiday is in the air, and all these great venues are coming up. So again, let's welcome Dr. Tiffany. And how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
Great to be here.
Good. So tell us a little bit. You go back to when you were 7 years old. You already knew what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing. So tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of your what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, you know, I consider what I do a calling, I mean, because it goes so far back. And really the passion that I've developed is around preventative wellness. I love helping you not come to the vet. So basically, I want to resolve issues and not have you on my dole forever. And because, you know, people think that veterinarians really want to see them back regularly, but we are there to help you and fix you and not have you frustrated. I love working with animals that have allergies. That people need to help recover instead of going to the vet. Their pets are stressed, so we come to the homes.
Do you do cats too?
Absolutely. And what's really a great question, because I thought when I began this concierge home house call practice to help you at the home, that I would see the big dogs, the mastiffs, the labs, the animals that just couldn't fit in the car. Instead, what I'm seeing are all of these cats that get so stressed and distressed coming to the veterinarian, to the point where people just refuse to take care of them and bring them to the vet because it's too stressful for them, which I completely understand.
I never really thought of that. That's really,
because I like to travel.
The picture of their claws, you know.
Yes, and the Garfield cat. It's true. And let me tell you something. What's interesting is we have article upon article written in veterinary publications saying that cats are these underserved populations and people don't see the illness in their cats, which is in part true. But the other reason why we don't see them in the offices is for that reason, just simply their level of stress getting in a car.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have two black cats that I got many years ago. Okay, I had white. They didn't last very long where we live out in kind of the country. And but we ended up adopting two black cats, but one's got really bad allergies.
Right.
And I've taken her in, and they can't really help her, you know. So I'm hoping
Well, I can. Let me tell you, I mean, one of the things that really drew me about this field was the challenge of addressing areas that no one else either wants to or can. One of those is bird medicine. So many veterinarians feel I'd love to help your bird, but when it gets in the clinic, it's stressful. The bird's stressed, the client's stressed, the veterinarian is stressed, and they really want to turf that animal to some other vet. So I became board certified in that as well, and birds get allergies as well, of course. So there are areas where it's frustrating, especially in the field of strictly Western medicine. Western medicine has a wonderful place in putting out big fires. Problem is in the animal system, they're really suffering from the itching or the infection, so we need that. But in addition, integrative and holistic approaches help you stop it from happening again. And so with a cat such as yours, we would talk about your nutritional plane. We would talk about what the cat is being exposed to. We would talk about what level of stress this cat, does this cat have an anxious personality? We will moderate all those things. And we will also look at your environment. The lovely part about going to your home is I can spot something you don't know about. I can tell you, wow, there's an allergen here that I think might be part of this. We can talk a lot about, and I have resolved, I mean, I have cat owners who are in love because they're like, my cat's no longer suffering. So
great. I feel so bad for my cat. I know have an animal.
I do. I have a lab, and she has grass allergies. But I must admit, I have tried to take a little holistic approach, and she's on some Chinese herbs.
Really?
To treat her allergy.
There you go.
So Chinese herbs can be helpful. One of the things people have to remember about allergies is there is no way to cookbook them. Mm-hmm. They are 100% individual. Mm-hmm. You can say that this animal has a genetic, like in their cells, they have a possible reaction. The nervous system thinks this is a foreign thing. Another animal in the same litter may not even have the same response. It's fascinating to me. And humans are the same way.
Well, it's interesting. You almost have to, as a pet owner, need to change your mindset
a little bit.
And you kind of have to say, well, animals, just like people, can have these same types of issues. You really kind of just correlate these things to being people
issues.
That's
a perfect point, because one of the other areas that I'm fascinated with is the human-animal bond and how it works to heal both directions. Mm. So we have had a lot of conversation about how humans are healed by their pets and their PTSD and their, you know, and that is fabulous. But guess what? We heal them too. And
I love that. I love that. I mean, you know, and it's funny because my daughter, we just lost a black lab that I loved, and I had a golden retriever that I loved.
Yes.
And now we've got one of my daughter's dogs that mm-hmm. I love. He's just, he like, he's like a magnet.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way you're gesturing is you're putting your hands next to your leg and sort of in a big circle, and it's like that needy dog position where the dog has to stick to you. I call those needy dogs.
Yeah.
And I happen to love a dog with an amount of neediness because it makes me feel wanted.
Me too. I'm telling you.
Doberman types and Chihuahua types, and they like to stick to you.
Yeah, and I love that. And now it's kind of like, you know, and I always say it's so, you know, they don't care if you have makeup on, your hair is not done, or you know what I mean, or you have an extra couple pounds.
So this
is
a great
unconditional love.
And this is a great thing. You know, I have a level of spirituality as well because of what I practice. And also, we who serve them at home have to help sometimes the transition, the crossing over, and saying goodbye at home. So in that, I've been able to connect with a lot and help people understand how they leave. And one of the things about, oh, I'm sorry, my train of thought just got flexed off. But one of the things about being at home is that you can really experience the fact that your pet can accept you, can accept circumstances, can accept life in a way we can learn from. Nothing is resisted the way we resist it. So
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Tiffany, and we're talking about her practice, which you could tell is you're so passionate about, is the Heart Mobile Vet. And where do you go? How far do you go?
Well, you know, it's been said that I go everywhere because people know me from Orange County through Goleta.
The truth of the matter,
because I've practiced in this area for so long. However, my From the Heart Mobile Vet goes generally from Ventura through Santa Barbara counties.
Okay.
And we do cover some areas of Malibu as well. So,
okay,
yes.
Great. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue to kind of talk about the difference between Western and Eastern medicine. I do want to do a giveaway, and I've got some veggie grill. And have you ever eaten at Veggie Grill? So good.
I have. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. It's so good. In fact, she was just on our show last week. But anyways, we've got a couple gift certificates. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you, you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Tiffany and Tracy Kaufman's here, Tom's here, and I'm Kim. And, of course, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And, you know, it's about that time where we start talking about the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, and that's going to be coming up December 5th. Before you know it, December's going to be here. And I've got a few tickets for you guys out there. And I would love to get those out to you. And it starts at 4 o'clock. The Ventura Winter Walk gets started. The Wine Walk will showcase world-class wineries, breweries, in the favorite downtown businesses. And each guest will receive a tasting cup. It's so much fun because you kind of now... For me, it's like everybody's in sweater and jacket, and it's like this whole, you know, thing. And each tasting site will have a designated area set up for the wine walk. And so, and it will end at 7:15. So from 4 to 7:15, we will be out there chilling. And it's all as you stroll down Main Street. I mean, like, can you kind of just get that feeling? I know. I love it. So anyways, call in right now. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody, 805-419-0008. Again, for anybody's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Dr. Tiffany. We're talking about From the Heart Mobile Vet. And so we were talking a little bit about the how you combine the best of Western and Eastern. And tell us a little bit about that.
So the best part about integrative medicine, because the truest description of that and definition is that you get to integrate the best of all worlds, is that it does touch on pretty much every level of every condition. Conditions in holistic medicine are considered to have levels or layers. And what that means is that, you know, you can have a condition that began pretty superficially and with mild symptoms, but if an owner or pet guardian doesn't pay close attention or they think it might go away, it can get into the deeper levels and layers of the body and the nervous system. And believe it or not, the nervous system really controls all disease, because our brains and our pets' brains have so many neurotransmitters and chemicals that they are capable of making any drug that we could make. They actually can make many more drugs. So the nervous system tells the brain how to heal and whether to heal. And integrative medicine helps harness that, at the same time as the Western part of integrative medicine can throw the big gun like the antibiotic when you have an overwhelming, let's say, bacterial infection. What that means is your immune system got jumped. It got overwhelmed by the bacteria to the point where it's suppressed. Now we want the antibiotic to come in and sort of clear the way. Once that's cleared the way, you want to support the immune cells that are back on track with things such as herbs or homeopathics or acupuncture.
So when you go out to treat different animals, do you have that all on stock, or how do you?
Yes, I tend to love my stuff. You know, every practitioner has their own favorites among herbs, among homeopathics. And so typically I like to carry a lot of things with me. There are a few items that I may have to order for people, but for the most part, like I love, you know, some companies that I work with regularly. So yes.
Very interesting. So what are all the services that you provide?
Wow, there's a list. Well,
yeah,
first of all, you know, I do specialize in both domestic pets like doggies and kitties, and then what we call small exotics, which include avian medicine, which I'm board certified in, and then reptiles and small mammals. Love the bunnies. Been working with bunnies in specialty arenas for a while. And then small mammals, my favorite small one is rats. I think they make amazing pets. So I also work with them. I love, like I said, the reptiles. I do have a acupuncture certification. I also do chiropractic, and I do cold laser therapy.
Okay, I just got to throw this out there. Chiropractic for animals?
Wow, that's funny. I thought you would be at all.
I am, but okay. I mean, it's just like, I so love it because how do you know what they need?
Well, here's what's wonderful. When you learn acupuncture and Chinese medicine and you take these courses, you become quite attuned. I don't want to say intuitive, because it can be just an attunement and an awareness of what equals pain in their body signals. And most people say, well, they don't talk to you. Well, actually they do. If you know how to read an animal's body, they're much clearer than most people are, because their brain isn't in the way. So you can tell where the pain is. In fact, I can show you what that is.
So interesting. I think about, you look at how a dog might get up from laying down.
You bet.
Or if they go to lay on one side, or if they go to
That's correct.
Sit, or...
And then you can actually take your finger, and if you press on either side, typically of the spinal cord, like going all the way down just on either side of the spines of the back, they have a muscle in their skin that allows it to twitch. they will twitch it when you've hit a spot that's sensitive. Okay, I promise you that. And you can do that all the way from behind, from the shoulders.
Really, I wasn't saying that in a negative way. Yeah. I was like, wow, I love that, because that means you're so in tune with our animals. And to me, there's nothing better than working with somebody that's really passionate, you know, and I love that you come to the home.
I mean, think it's just I've learned that there's such an advantage, and the low level of stress, the fact that they're at home, you don't get that stress response, that interference with our results, with the pain results, with the test results. It's much more accurate. I can, like I said, find something that you didn't notice. A lot of people think they're feeding a wonderful, healthy diet because it's grain-free. And then I look on the back of the bag, and it's got three different proteins, and it's got canola oil, and it's got eggs, and all these allergens in it. And so I get to be, you know, kind of the rescuer and the hero and help you with that. So,
wow. So let me ask you, Dr. Tiffany, so how is your... If I needed your service at my house, kind of what's your backlog?
We're lovely. I'm very blessed because we are somewhat busy. However, we typically can fit people in anywhere from 2 to 4 days out right now. I will fit someone who's in an urgent situation. I will try to get them in. Same, you know, might be an evening, right? Or they might have to come. They may even meet me somewhere in the area. But typically speaking, a couple of days.
Okay.
Really? And so you'll go anywhere, Santa Barbara, Ventura?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow, I love it. Give out everybody your phone number.
Okay, thank you. So you can reach From the Heart Mobile Vet at 805-350-1399. That's 805-350-1399. Can I give them a website?
Absolutely.
So our website is fromtheheartvet.com. So it's fromtheheartvet.com.
I love it. I think this is so much fun. And to me, anybody, you know, it's funny. I just recommended one of my girlfriends to go and volunteer. She's not working as much anymore, so she's volunteering at the Ventura Animal Clinic. And so we were talking about it, and she goes, and we said it last night, she said, people that love animals are just nice people. There is just something about that. They have, you know what I mean?
They have a heart. And you know what's funny is if you look at the financial economic world, the banks love veterinarians because they have the lowest default rate on loans because they just can't imagine letting anybody down.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. Okay. So I know that you wanted to give something away. And
yes.
Before we move into our, you know, little break here, great. Tell everybody what that is.
So we would love to give a phone consult regarding your pet's allergies. And we can be pretty detailed and pretty much give you a
Tracy
lot of guidance.
I want to run out and call right now. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we'll give you a complete, you know, assisted guide, and you can go home and really take this information and work with it at your own home.
So. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Tiffany. I appreciate you being a guest.
Thank
here on
you.
I know we're going to see more of you. I love what you do. And you know, and I love that you followed your passion. That's what it's all about.
It's wonderful to be right where you're supposed to be. Yeah. It's wonderful.
I love it. Where do you live out here?
Right. I'm actually relocating to Carpinteria. I've been in Oxnard, and so then I'll be smack dab in the center of both counties
that
I serve.
Yeah. And do you have other people that work with you?
Sure. I have lovely, lovely people that are at your service when they get on the phone.
So how many mobile is there?
So I don't have more than – I have one large mobile practice on wheels at this point in time, and then I have 4 assistants and helpers that assist me, and another doctor as well.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, again, the Heart Mobile Vet, and we're going to take a really quick break. Again, we've got that consultation, a phone consultation right now with Dr. Tiffany, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have an animal that... you know, like my little poor cat or your dog,
that's
like sniffling all over the place. My husband's like, God, you know, she just sneezes in my face.
Yeah, most of the reason I see animals is because they're bothering someone in the household.
I know, poor thing. Anyways, we would love to get them, Dr. Tiffany, to you. So, again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. And I love that she's holistic and just so passionate.
It's definitely a positive, and I think, you know, like she was saying, she's trying to focus more on the preventative nature as opposed to reacting to things afterwards, which is a lot of what Western medicine tends to do.
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that if you're just tuning in with us right now, waking up with us, we've been here for a little while, and we're so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. Our show, we've got a whole nother hour to go, and joining us is... The Happy Mom. It's 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. And also Linda Kroenke and Tracy are going to be coming on talking about a voice discovered. I actually last week was at the Center for Special Needs and met them there. And they have another event that I would love to tell everybody about. And of course, we have Marcy Nunn coming on, and she is going to be talking about long-term care. This is the month. This is Awareness Month. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. So again, I want you to stay with us through our next show. And the other thing I want to say is our next guest, Rob Franek. And he's going to be joining us right now. I do want to do another giveaway right now. And, of course, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give away a Pete's breakfast. It's early in the morning, and it sounds like there's nothing better than a really good hearty breakfast in a cold morning. So let's call in right now. And again, leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. Rob, are you there?
I am. Kim, thanks for inviting me. I've been so looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you so much. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself. And I love the topic because as having four kids, each one of them have different needs and different personalities. And a lot of times the same college doesn't really fit them all.
I totally hear you, and I'm Rob Franek from the Princeton Review. I'm publisher for Princeton Review Books, but I'm responsible for content in those books and on our website and magazine pieces that we do. And I write a couple of college guidebooks. One is called The Best 380 Colleges. I had a new one that just came out called Colleges That Create Futures, and then another one called Colleges That Pay You Back, focusing on return on investment. But I so hear you, and so many parents are in that same boat of helping their kids find fit when you have so many different kinds of interests and Renaissance students, and that's great, but the path is a little different for them in finding that fit in college.
So, Rob, when you say, and, you know, we didn't receive your books yet, so maybe they're on the way, but here's a question. So in your books, do you say, okay, like, you know, Princeton, this is what they're made for. This is, if you have this kind of a kid, is that kind of what I'm hearing?
It is, and the way that we go about it, and we've been so focused on this at Princeton for a long time. I mean, I think I know a lot about college admissions. Our full team at Princeton Review, and we're 4,000 teachers as well, you know, teaching SAT, ACT prep, every standardized test under the sun. But it really doesn't matter a whit what we think. We yield completely to the opinion of current college students. So we will ask students, certainly at Princeton and Claremont McKenna and Santa Clara and so many schools across the country and internationally, what their experiences are academically and otherwise, outside the classroom, campus culture, financial aid, career services, is the food good, is the bed comfortable? I mean, those types of things that would be a very clear idea of what you could expect life could be like for you if you're a prospective student at that particular school.
That's kind of interesting. All right. And so, one, you know, college is so expensive and our budgets have gone down and yet they keep going up. How do you maximize the chance that, you know, one, I remember with my oldest daughter, and of course I wasn't experienced really about finding a college, and we applied at like 8 different colleges. Kind of right. A waste of money in one sense, but yet that was what we were told to do. And is that something you still recommend?
Well, yeah, you're right in the zone. Between 7 and 9 applications, the average student, you know, would actually complete and send into colleges. You know, funny enough, I was giving a talk here, and I'm in Dallas today. I was giving a talk in Dallas last night, and there were several students in the audience who all applied to between 25 and 30 colleges. Applying to 30 colleges. If your listeners take one thing away from the conversation, applying to 30 colleges is nothing but ridiculous.
It would seem they would need to refine their list a little bit, maybe what they're looking for. They need
you're
your book.
So right.
Yeah.
They totally do. And yeah, just applying in that wide way just doesn't increase your chance. It doesn't increase your chance of admission to any of those schools. And you're right. It doesn't take the place of the research that you as a parent and as a student and counselors that are helping them all along the way, you know, need to do before you whittle down that list.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I do remember with when I was, you know, going through this time is we met with a counselor, a college counselor. And I remember that each school doesn't look for the highest academic. They actually look for what you can add to their school. And so, you know, if you have a child that maybe isn't as smart or, and I want to say, as academically advanced, or you have more one a child that's more like scientific, you really need to enhance that on their application. Because what I think has changed in, you know, all the years, it's not the highest SAT score or the highest score, it's really what they can add to a well-rounded school. Is that still correct?
It is absolutely correct, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I try to hit on that point at all times. You know, admissions counselors are charged with that task of bringing in an interesting and talented class, right? And that has to be a student that's going to complement their college or university for being there. Mm. Now, I mean, first on the list is always going to be, you know, how well you did in high school. Your transcript, your GPA is powerful. SAT and ACT scores are also powerful, particularly for not only academic admission, but scholarship dollars and merit-based grants later on. But, you know, it's beyond the quantitative, right? I mean, many schools are looking for those students that are going to be great representatives and great fits for those schools as well. And students should feel that fit as well. You know, when I'm counseling a student, you know, at Princeton Review, I'm like, listen, when you sit down with an admissions counselor, whether it's at a college for an interview, you have to say why you see yourself as a fit. It's not just them marketing to you. It's you talking to them about the research that you've done already.
I love it. You're kind of like, they should be selling themselves.
Well, I was just sort of having this analogy. It's, you know, think about when you're going out for your first job and you're really trying to sell your strengths. You need to do that too when you're just trying to look for the right school.
Exactly.
You know, what, you know, why you, you know, belong there and what you bring to the table.
I love that. That is so true. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Rob Franek, and we're talking about the best 380 colleges and colleges that pay you back. And when you say pay you back, you know, you hear so many times that, you know, the parents fork it over and they pay for our kids to leave, and then they come back and they still can't find a job because they were just, it was almost like, you just paid them to play, right? And you really want, you know, some feedback for your money and something that you feel good about when they come home and that they found their passion. That's what this is all about. So aligning yourself with your child and the college is probably going to be your best bet. But what I want to know is, how can you get the best financial deal to pay for the college, and how do you elevate that from what is the best deal? Evaluate.
I totally hear you. Yeah, and it's the right. And I do think that, as you just underscored, it's such an important metric for students to and parents to feel empowered to say, what is the return on my investment? Mm. We as students are going to take on the academic sacrifice to do well in school. Parents and families are going to take on the financial sacrifice for paying for school. We think it's worth it, but it has to be worth it for us on the return on investment. And frankly, some schools are just better about putting that information out there than others. What's the career placement statistics? What are the career resources that I'm going to have from first year through senior year? And those things are powerful, because they're going to indicate whether you're going to get a great first-time job upon graduation. You're going to move on to graduate school, professional school, of course, but what are the things that I'm getting by way of salary and profession after I graduate?
I love
it. It's so empowering.
Yeah, and right? I remember my daughter got into Boston and New York and all those, and then she got into San Diego out here, and she's like, that's the one I want to go. And I was so thankful. It was like 9/11 at the time. And I remember sitting in, with all the parents, and they said, okay, so this is a 4-year school. And they kind of like laughed. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, your kid's never going to get done in 4 years. I'm like, oh my God, they don't even tell you that you're going to be paying beyond that. Luckily, our daughter was, she really wanted to get out, and she was pretty smart, and that's how it worked. But they don't tell you those kind of things, and that's another thing that you have to know: how much money do I have for a 4-year or a 5-year? Correct?
It's so true, and you're right. It's a bitter pill when we think about extending college past 4 years. I mean, and the truth is that there could be many factors that play into that. Certainly, financial and not being able to afford school is one of those sobering factors. But I do think we can look at those metrics before, and you were very right to consider them while you were going through the admissions process. What are the 4-year graduation statistics? I mean, this is we do this in full, through our shop, just to make sure that we're giving those numbers.
Where do we get your book?
Any major bookstore, and then of course PrinceReview.com, and you can find it up on our website. Much of the ranking lists that we're talking about are all up on PrinceReview.com, so you can noodle around on there as well.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Rob, and leave us with one last tip that, as parents, we can do to really enhance the best for our children.
Here's the thing. For students, my advice is to be awesome in high school and do really well in the standardized tests. For parents, you need to be fearless around the financial aid process. It's a bear of a process, but it is a knowable and a navigable process, and you're going to be awesome.
I love it. Thank you again, Rob Franek, and thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks for the invitation, Ethan.
You got it. All right, we're going to do a really quick giveaway, and I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock. We have Halloween till December 6th. We've got over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, we've got the Adams Family, and that should be a really good place. So I'd love to give out a couple tickets to that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And again, I want to remind everyone that you are invited to stay here for another hour with us. We've got some great interviews and lots of fun things that are happening. And so I definitely want you to write our phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind everybody of... We've got so many things going on, but at the Elite Theater out here, all the way till November 22nd, we've got Lion in Winter, and I'd love to give a pair of tickets away to that, and the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Austin Shoemaker, and you know, it's funny, I just saw this interview or Justin Bieber on Ellen, and we're going to find out a little bit about Justin Bieber's new album, and actually From the Lift, and I love that, I love the name of it, Purpose, because once you find your purpose in life, you actually can have a direction. And so let's welcome our next guest, Austin Shoemaker. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling great, thanks.
Good. So tell us a little bit about, one, Justin Bieber's new CD.
Sure. So his new album is called Purpose, and it's one of the most anticipated albums of the year, and he's already had a couple of smash singles come out in the last couple of weeks. And the album, while it officially comes out tomorrow, you'll be able to buy it through Lyft for just $5 starting tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific.
So I love that. And so
we're really excited about it. Yeah.
What is his partnership with Lyft and Justin?
Yeah. So, you know, for Lyft, music's really always been a big part of our culture. It's a great way to connect with people in the car. And we're all about the in-car experience and creating a fun and engaging environment for passengers and drivers. And so, you know, we think that our brands are aligned. He's got these two great singles. The album's going to be huge, and he's working with some of the top producers. So we thought, you know, a really fun way to plus up that in-car experience would be to give our passengers, his fans, a way to get the album at a really you know, cheap price. So for $5, you can get the album when you take a ride in a special mode that we're unlocking tonight called Bieber Mode. So after you take a ride in that mode, you'll get a text message with a download link and a unique code, and then we'll also give those passengers a $5 credit for the next ride. So it's really a great deal and a really fun partnership for us, you know, being able to partner with Justin at this time in his career.
So that's fantastic. So for a certain period of time, that will be available when you book a ride with Lyft?
Exactly. So when you open the Lyft app starting tonight and for the next week, you'll see Bieber Mode in the app, and you'll be able to enter that mode and have this experience. And Justin's actually also going to be taking Lyft himself around the country for the next week. So the idea is that when you take a ride in Bieber Mode, you could actually get a ride to get a chance to ride with Justin.
I love it. For anybody of my listeners that don't know what Lyft is, could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Of course, yeah. So Lyft is a ride-sharing app that lets people book a ride, you know, essentially at the touch of a button. You can get a ride on demand that's really convenient, really affordable, and a really fun way to get around town. Like I was saying before, you know, we're all about creating a unique, fun experience in the car. So whether that's being able to buy Justin Bieber's new album or just having, you know, a really interesting, engaging conversation with a driver, we feel like the in-car experience is really critical and an important part of Lyft.
And Austin, also for those listeners who might not quite get it, so who are your drivers?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Our drivers are essentially anyone who goes through our rigorous background check. But in places like L.A., tons of drivers are members of the creative community. So actors, writers, musicians, comedians, really, you know, driving and making some extra money so they can pursue their passions, their creative passions. In places like San Francisco, you might have entrepreneurs driving or, you know, engineers who are doing this as a side gig. I drive myself on the way to work in the morning to make some extra money and pay for my car. So you can drive part-time. You can drive up to 50 hours a week. It's really flexible. And the whole idea is that, you know, we can give people a way to make some extra money and meet interesting people and have fun while they're doing it.
Wow. And so is it kind of the same thing as Uber, or I mean, what's different about you guys?
Good question. So the apps work similarly. Lyft was actually the first peer-to-peer ride sharing service. So while Uber started with black car drivers, professional commercial drivers, Lyft was the first model that arrived that allowed anyone who, again, passed those background checks to become a driver and make some extra money. And so we've really pushed that idea. And we have, like I was saying, in L.A., lots of creative types who are doing this to make some extra money. It's kind of like the new waiting table. So the idea is that it's friendly.
I love it. I have to say,
peer-to-peer idea.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. How long has Lyft been around?
Lyft's been around for a little over 3 years now.
Oh, so
we launched in San Francisco a little over 3 years ago, and now we're in about 70 markets in the U.S.
I know several people that do this.
Well.
Yeah, I know several people that do this on the side, And but is there a dangerous side to it? Because I know there's like a fun side to it. You never know who you're gonna pick up or meet or you know. But
yeah. So the way that it works is that our drivers go through a very rigorous screening process, DMV history, criminal history, background checks. And then both on the passenger and driver side, there's a rating system. So after each ride ends, drivers rate their passengers and passengers rate their drivers. And that system is really set up to make sure that our community stays full of, great people and is also a way to ensure that, those people are good people. So background checks plus the rating system really ensures that.
I like that you guys rate the passenger too, because it wasn't that I was thinking that the driver might be scary, but what about the passenger for a drive? I mean, it could kind of work either way, correct? But
yeah,
if
exactly.
there was a problem with really one person, you wouldn't let them back in again.
Right. And so, if a driver happened to meet somebody that they didn't like, and that could be, they didn't like the clothes they're wearing or whatever, they're actually able to rate them three stars or lower and not get messed with them again.
So,
and then, of course, we have a team that can look into any issues. But so that rating system really, really keeps things buttoned up.
Well, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're going to be here for a whole nother hour. We got lots of fun things that we're going to be talking about. We're talking right now with Austin Shoemaker, and we're talking about Lyft. And of course, also, when you do take a Lyft, you actually get a download of for $5 all of Justin Bieber's music, correct? His new album, which I love the name of it, is Purpose. But let me ask you, say you're going two blocks. What does something like this usually run?
So the ride is based on, or the price of the ride is based on time and distance, and it varies city to city, but it's typically about 20% less expensive than a cab. So I don't know the exact numbers, but you can look up the rates at Lyft.com/cities to see what those rates are in your city. But typically about 20% less expensive than a traditional taxi.
Wow, I love it. Again,
And just to sort of follow on that, Austin, so if I go to, you know, sign up for a ride and I say I'm going, do I put in my destination? Does it give me an idea of
how much,
you know,
it's gonna
how much it's going to cost me?
So you can check the price online. If you go to that website, lyft.com/cities, you can get a ride estimate. Otherwise, in the app, you can enter your destination. So, you know, it'll actually pop up on the driver's screen where you're going, and they can use their navigation system. But if you wanted a ride estimate, you could do that online beforehand.
I love it. Very Thank good. You so much. Thank you for sharing this on our show with the Kim Pagano Show. And I look forward to getting a purpose, one of Justin Bieber's.
Please
I
do.
Love it.
Please do, yeah. Check out Bieber Mode tonight. And thank you guys so much for having me on.
You got it. Very good. We are at the end of our first hour. And, of course, I want to end it with a moment of happiness. And I want to invite you to stay on for another hour. We've got lots more guests. And, of course, you know, our moment of happiness is every new day is a chance to change your life. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. The people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go?
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.